Watch, cops stop Antifa from setting fire to Portland residential building. By Bob Price on November 3, 2020. Police in Portland, Oregon, stopped a group of Antifa protesters attempting to set fire to a Starbucks. The attackers reportedly smashed the windows and poured gasoline on the floor and counters in an attempt to set it ablaze. The Multnomah County Sheriff's Office tweeted they disrupted an attempted arson on Monday night in Portland. The tweet reports the arrest of two people in connection to the attack on the Starbucks store. Unified Command, two arrested in downtown protest. Officers interrupt possible arson attempt. Multnomah Company Sheriff, at Multcoso, November 3, 2020. Police officials report they found a flammable liquid spread throughout the inside of a Starbucks located on the ground floor of a mid-rise apartment complex. The sheriff's office stated they disrupted a possible arson attempt. A video tweeted Monday night shows a group of people standing in front of the Starbucks located near Portland State University. Protesters can be heard shouting, "Fuck cooperation. Fuck your windows." Antifa/BLM rioters broke into Starbucks. They poured gasoline but were unable to light it up. #PortlandRiots #AntifaTerrorists pic.twitter.com/huge8kek5vt. Scats, at Scatsos, November 3, 2020. In the video, residents of an apartment complex located directly above the Starbucks can be seen looking out the window as the potential arson developed. The sheriff's office report states. The group continued moving west on SW Montgomery. Saint individuals focused on the Starbucks located in the ground floor of an apartment building on Montgomery. Saint people broke windows and entered the business. At about 9:15 p.m., the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, Portland Police Bureau and Oregon State Police operating under a unified command structure declared the gathering an unlawful assembly due to criminal activity occurring and ordered individuals to disperse. During the response, officers interrupted a possible arson attempt. Officers found a flammable liquid spread throughout the inside of the business. Police arrived before the rioters could ignite the flammable liquid found throughout the inside of the vandalized Starbucks, officials reported. Another video shows apartment residents looking down on the scene. Sorry about the interruption, everyone up there. #PortlandRiots #AntifaTerrorists pic.twitter.com/QCRRKUAWMP. Scats, at Scatsos, November 3, 2020. Police moved in and moved the rioters away from the building. We're almost totally pinched at this point. #PortlandRiots pic.twitter.com/stuxm. Scats, at Scatsos, November 3, 2020. Police declared the assembly due to vandalism and gasoline left inside Starbucks. This officer was describing some of the unacceptable vandalism that's gone on, including gasoline left inside Starbucks. They'll never listen. I wish I was had better audio. #PortlandRiots #AntifaTerrorists pic.twitter.com/CSHM49U3RN. Scats, at Scatsos, November 3, 2020. The sheriff's office reported the arrest of two arrests of people allegedly involved in the mayhem Monday night. Those arrested are K.A. James Dubia, 22, criminal mischief in the first degree, Class C felony, burglary in the second degree, Class C felony, disorderly conduct in the second degree, Class B misdemeanor. Connor Austin, 25, interfering with a peace officer. The report discloses photos showing damage to the Starbucks and the flammable liquid spread throughout the interior of the store located below the residential building. Officials also revealed photos of burglary tools and body armor. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price and Facebook.